Okay, thank you, John. I'm talking about optimizing spindle speed for cotton pickers. Over the years, cotton pickers were originally developed and they went across the field about 2 miles an hour and the spindles ran about 2,000 RPM. And over the years, they made the pickers go faster across the field, maybe up to 4 or 5 miles an hour. But they didn't change the gear ratios any, so the spindle speeds now are 4,000, maybe close to 5,000 RPM. So a lot faster. And seems to have a detrimental effect on the fiber quality. And so the objectives of this are to compare fiber quality, harvest losses, trash content, all the things that are really important to the producer, how much they leave in the field, how much trash is in it, how much the fiber quality is, over a range of harvest speeds, and we look at different cotton varieties to see if there's any difference between Pimas, Uplands, and Acalas, and so sort of things, and hopefully to determine what would be the optimum spindle speed range. To do this, we took an old picker and we modified it by adding this blue hydraulic motor down there on the picker head, and so that way we break apart the drum and the spindle drives, and then we can infinitely vary the spindle speeds while keeping the drum speed the same. The way it turns out, the doffer's speed varies with the spindle speed. So the drum is rotating a constant speed that matches the ground speed, while the spindles and the doffers can be varied with the hydraulic drive. Looked at, like I said, an upland variety. We're looking at been a FiberMax variety over the last several years, and also an Acala variety, and the Delta Pine 340, there's a Pima. And so all the tests were grown here at about one and a half acre plots for each of the varieties, all grown near Las Cruces, and following the conventional agronomic practice for the area for irrigation, planting in late May or early April as the weather allows, and using all the insecticides as needed, generally relied on natural defoliation after frost for these tests. In 2006-2007, we looked at broad speed range, ranging from 2,000 RPM all the way up to 4,000 RPM to get some preliminary results. And this is looking at the picker loss, what's left on the stalk after the picker goes through, percent of the seed cotton. We show 2006 data in white, 2007 data in yellow. 2006, we found some small differences with the Pima. Others were not significantly significant. In 2007, we found some differences in all the varieties, but technically, typically the stock loss actually is not much different between the 2,000 and 3,000 RPM range, but tends to be slightly higher at the higher speeds. You're getting more spindle twists, and some of these they're on the spindle, and then when it comes around, it doesn't doff well, and if it like gets left on the plant the next time around. And so then in 2008 and 2009, we ran tests looking at what is 2,000 to 3,000 seem to be better than 4,000 for all the parameters. We'll go through those later. But so we break it down to a little bit of finer increment, looking at 2,000, 2,300, 2,700, 3,000. Again, with the stock loss results from 2008, they're pretty similar across this range. And so the conclusion is that within this range, there's not, you know, stock losses are pretty, going to be the same, essentially. We did one test in 2005 with a lower speed of 1,500 RPM, and we got quite a significant stock losses at the 1,500 RPM, so we actually eliminated that one earlier, lower than 2,000 RPM earlier. This is data with from the HVI classing data line for the trash that's in the cotton. Again, from the 2006-2007, between 2,000 to 4,000 RPM, We have two numbers here. The first one is with no lint cleaning, and the second number is with for the Upland and Akela varieties, one saw type lint cleaner. For the Pima, it's two of the two cleaners there, and let's see. So again, we were seeing some significant differences in trash levels before lint cleaning, but the lint cleaning is effective enough to take out more trash when there's more trash available, and so it essentially erases the significant differences. So again, you see, if you compare the first number in each column across a row, that's where the comparisons can be made. It was slightly higher with the 4,000 RPM more trash, but again, the second number is after the lint cleaning, and so that shows that the difference have been essentially taken care of. Look at APHIS data. Other HVI values had no significant difference of them between them, so they're not presented. If we look at the APHIS data, NEP counts had some significant differences in them. This was with the help of the Clemson lab. They take APHIS data from the raw stock from the bale, and then in various at various places in the processing of the yarn and the card sliver and the finisher drawing stages, they take more. And what we see here is, again, in the raw stock in the bale, there's more NEPs. The higher the speed is, there were more NEPs, and that's rather consistent across all the varieties. A, B, C, levels A is, of course, the most NEPs, and so on. So the 2,000 to 3,000 had less NEPs, more desirable than the 4,000 RPM. Again, we're still waiting on the later data for this, so to see how it pans out in that lower range between the 2,000 to 3,000 RPM. The difference here is that in some cases, the processing can actually reduce the amount of difference, but in this case, even with at the end processing, we see significant differences. We can also look at short fiber content. Short fiber content is essentially statistically the same between 2,000 RPM and 3,000 RPM, but again, much higher at the higher speed of 4,000 RPM. Again, so that makes the 4,000 RPM less desirable from the fiber quality standpoint. And again, similar trends here, that even the further processing didn't erase the differences between the this effect on speed and short fiber content. APHIS trash showed significant differences. The counts per gram of trash, again, in the raw stock, but again, the processing of the yarns, in this case, removed all the differences. So we only see the differences in the raw stock. And again, the higher counts with the higher speeds, and shown that that's less desirable. And also dust count. The other APHIS properties were no significant differences, only the four that I presented here showed just any significant difference at any of the levels. And so again, the dust count is rather similar to the trash, and so it's giving us again showing that 4,000 was that seems from a fiber quality standpoint, from the picker loss, from the trash, the 4,000 RPM was more detrimental than the 2,000 to 3,000 range. And so, again, like I say, the last few years we've concentrated on the 2,000 to 3,000 range, and we're just waiting for the Clemson lab to get those results back to us. And we do thank the Clemson lab for conducting their APHIS and spinny tests and their cooperation in this, as well as the Cotton Incorporated for their financial support. So thank you. You have a question? Okay. Let's see. Earlier I presented on the hydraulic drive that we modified the picker, so we put a hydraulic motor to drive the spindles and the doffers, but the drum was still these traditional mechanical drive that was there. So we split apart the drive for the drum and the spindles so that we could keep the drum speed the same as the ground speed, yet we could speed up or slow down the spindles as infinitely variable. Yes, Steve?
You were working with an older model figure there. Did you stay with the spindles that originally came with that model figure, or were you trying to use some more modern design spindles?
The spindles with that we used in this test were 9/16-inch spindles, and they're still available on the market, although not a lot of them use pickers use a half-inch spindle anymore, but with the Case IH, they're actually interchangeable, a half and 9/16. The only difference is the 9/16 is a little bit longer, but so you have you don't compress the trash as much in the picking zone with the 9/16, and we're planning to do studies in the future to compare the half versus the 9/16, and we have an older style picker head that's 5/8, and so we could also look at that one too.
Any other questions?
All of this was done at 2 miles an hour roughly locale?
Yes.
And what would you expect at 5 miles an hour and 2,000 RPM spindle speed?
I would think as long as the air system was able to handle it, that you would get the results, very similar results. But we can't speed up this picker unless we improve our air system. Because we're at the limits of the air, yeah.
All right, thank you.